With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. For decades, the federal government has neglected the infrastructure of Baltimore and other urban areas across the country, allowing sewage systems to leak, water pipes to burst, and roads to become pockmarked with holes. So, when Donald Trump promised on the campaign trail last year that he would invest $1 trillion rebuilding American infrastructure, it seemed like one area where urbanites and suburbanites, Democrats and Republicans, Trump and even Bernie Sanders could potentially agree. It's a patriotic impulse. We need to rebuild a crumbling America. But then last week, Trump held a press conference to announce his actual plans.
Thank you, Secretary Chao. Thank you, everybody. This is very nice, by the way. Beautiful.
As it turns out, instead of spending more taxpayer money to improve America's roads and plumbing, Trump plans to do the opposite, cutting back on federal spending on capital investment grants and halting many job-creating infrastructure projects that had been long in the works in Pittsburgh, New York, Phoenix, and nearly 50 other cities. Trump's proposed budget would eliminate a federal program called TIGER, or Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery, that last year provided $10 million for the rebuilding of North Avenue in Baltimore. Instead, Trump wants to boost not public works projects like this, but instead to help private developers like himself to overcome government environmental reviews for private development projects.
We are here today to focus on solving one of the biggest obstacles to creating this new and desperately needed infrastructure, and that is the painfully slow, costly, and time-consuming process of getting permits and approvals to build. And I also knew that from the private sector.
As an example, Trump highlighted the multi-year environmental review process for the construction of Maryland's controversial Intercounty Connector, or ICC, toll highway project in the Washington suburbs, which destroyed wetlands and forested areas and encouraged more sprawl.
They spent $29 million for an environmental report weighing 70 pounds and costing $24,000 per page. So I'm going to show it.
Here it is. Phase one.
To demonstrate his contempt for the idea of environmental studies, Trump threw binders full of ICC studies on the floor as the audience laughed and applauded. I don't know if you caught that, but the president said, quote, nobody's going to read it. Although his audience chuckled, this is not funny. We have a president who mocks studies and reading, ignores the scientific consensus on climate change, and pulls the U.S. out of an international climate treaty. Voters put Trump in office, believing he would invest $1 trillion in infrastructure. But now his aides say it will only be perhaps 20% of that. Instead, Trump is proposing giveaways for politically connected businessmen like himself, including the rubber stamping of environmental reviews and the privatization of highways, bridges, and other public services like air traffic control systems. The big picture here is that the administration wants to move America away from the whole idea of public services. Instead of caring for our neighbors, the American dream would become Darwinism and private profit, selfishness and short-sightedness. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.